For anyone who's ever entered a tattoo shop, you'd be familiar with the electric buzz of the tattoo gun. But you won't find that, or hear that, at Frederica Jessica Coffey's tattoo shop.
What we're doing is definitely not that, and I think that, you know, some people call it hand-pushed, some people call it non-electric. There's a lot of different names for it.
Coffey describes herself as a lifelong artist, but she began tattooing a couple of years ago and got hooked on the idea of hand-poke tattoos as an alternative to the noisy tattoo gun. She also says that it helps her connect with her indigenous roots.
Even, like, my culture, like, a lot of my family have lost a lot. Unfortunately, like, a lot has been lost, and I'm slowly learning more of it myself. Like, I got into hand-poke tattooing, like, this kind of, like, new style of it, and I feel pretty ignorant myself to a lot of the stories behind it, and I hope to one day be able to learn those so that I could practice that style of tattooing.
On this particular day, Memorial University student Rebecca Casey is getting her first hand-poke tattoo. While she's had several tattoos in the past, she says the experience, the atmosphere, and the feeling of getting a hand-poke tattoo is significantly different.
I wasn't sure if she had actually started because I was like, is this real? It's like, it just doesn't hurt at all. Like, I have a few on my legs and I have some writing on my ribs. I didn't find any of them overly painful at all. I don't know. I guess my pain tolerance is pretty high, but this is like nothing.
For Kicker Radio, I'm Johnny Hodder.